This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect weather for a stroll if you're outside. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the sunshine continues. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says Israel intensifying strikes on Hezbollah as rocket fire from Lebanon continues. Ynet reports this just in. Also, a Hamas operative posing as a journalist is killed in a Gaza strike, according to the IDF. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, European leaders slam Israel's unacceptable Hezbollah strikes in Lebanon. I-24 News covered this in the past hour. Separately, the light will prevail. 11-year-old advocacy activist meets the parents of Matilda, 10, who was murdered in Sydney. Israel Hayom reported this earlier today. And finally, the Israeli cabinet quietly approved 34 new settlements in the West Bank, according to I-24 News just moments ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News posted just minutes ago about Netanyahu's announcement of intensified strikes on Hezbollah. Sirens have sounded repeatedly in Kiryat Shmona as a result. Lebanese officials report devastating casualties following yesterday's heavy strikes by the IDF on Hezbollah. OSINT 613 shared these figures just a short time ago. I-24News_EN posted that the Israeli cabinet has quietly approved a significant increase in West Bank settlements, bringing the total to a record number. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Lebanon, Ynet reports that Israeli forces are targeting crossings, weapons sites, and command centers. This comes amid ongoing rocket fire from Hezbollah. The situation remains tense, with warnings sounded in border communities. The impact on civilians continues to escalate, raising concerns of further regional instability. Turning to the Gaza strike, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's identification of Mohammed Samir Mohammed Washa as a significant figure in Hamas's operations. His elimination is seen as a tactical move against Hamas's infrastructure. This strike occurred earlier today and underscores the ongoing conflict in the region. The repercussions for media operations and civilian safety in Gaza are profound. Meanwhile, European leaders have expressed strong disapproval of Israel's actions in Lebanon. I-24 News notes coordinated condemnations from the UK, France, and the EU. The diplomatic tensions are high, signaling potential impacts on international relations. The criticism adds pressure on Israel amid its military campaigns. On the diplomatic front, the emotional meeting between young activist Ben Carasso and Matilda's parents highlights the global connections of conflict. Israel Hayom shared this moving story earlier today. It serves as a reminder of the human cost of violence and the efforts to foster understanding and peace. Turning to business and markets. First, the war period has emphasized the need for community, yet its effects ripple across real estate. Israel Hayom Business reports this from earlier today, noting shifts in housing dynamics. Separately, Maariv reveals public dissatisfaction with the 2026 budget. A significant majority of Israelis express discontent, with stark political divides evident. This could influence future economic policies and political stances. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israel will reopen the Karish offshore natural gas platform following a ceasefire with Iran. This move marks a step towards energy stability and economic growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.